What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is going to be a quick one. This video is going to be titled "Expect Andrew Tate to Soon Claim the Role of the Muslim Mahdi." So I've been making a couple of videos recently where I told you that Andrew Tate is an agent of the Matrix and that eventually he will be the Muslim Mahdi. The Muslim Mahdi, for those of you guys who don't know, the Mahdi is going to be the runner-up to the Son of Mary, that's Jesus. The Mahdi, the word Mahdi in Arabic means guided one, doesn't necessarily mean that his name is Mahdi. He's the guided one. This guided one, he will lead the faithful people, Christian, Muslim, Jew, whatever. He's going to lead the faithful through the next 7 years of probably hell on earth. So I've said it before and I've said it again. And I've even put a video by Biden himself where he acknowledged the Muslim Mahdi. So you guys better know that Mossad has a fake Mahdi in the wings waiting to claim to be the long-awaited Muslim savior, okay? Andrew Tate is it, okay, guys? So Tristan Tate, the brother of Andrew Tate, he just released a tweet today. We're looking at that tweet over here. "My brother has received thousands of letters from Muslim supporters around the world. Not a single Christian has sent me a letter." Okay, when you say letter, are you talking about a physical letter or an email, okay? If you're talking about a physical letter, who the hell still writes letters in 2023? Especially if most of your supporters are fucking teenagers, low IQ, broke-ass teenagers living with their mama, okay? These people don't even know how to write, let alone send out letters. And where did they send that letters out to? To the prison in Romania? Yeah, right. Did they send it to your mansion, which has an unknown address, because you just don't want some random person showing up? How are these people sending you letters? That's number one. Number two, are you really telling me that out of thousands of letters you got, not one of them was from a Christian? And how do you know that they're all Muslims, you know? Is it because their name is Ahmed Muhammad? That's how you know they're a Muslim? You know, guys, at this point, man, it is... At this point, guys, the scam is so obvious. It's so in your face. And what's really sad, guys, is that there are Muslims who are falling for this. You Muslims out there, you are the most gullible, naive, quite frankly, stupidest people on the face of the earth. You guys are so desperate to have somebody like Andrew Tate promote Islam that you are willing to believe anything. I'm going to show you the YouTube page over here, guys. This is where I found out that Andrew Tate, that Tristan Tate made that tweet. Look at what one of these Muslims has to say. "As a Muslim, I say that if I knew how to fight for the Tate brothers, Muslim or Christian, I know they're on the right path of truth, and I'd die for any of them. My prayers to you both, and both are guided by God. Tristan, we don't know where to send you letters, brother, but I'm with you, and every guy around me I talk to is with you, as much if not more than we stand with Andrew." Now, this could be a Mossad operative writing this shit to rile up the Muslim people. However, knowing you Muslims out there and how desperate you are, I would not be surprised or shocked if this is written by an actual Muslim. As you guys can see, these are all Muslims writing. You know, every Muslim out there is saying how great Andrew Tate is and how beautiful Islam is. You guys out there, you all need to understand, man, what the Jews are doing is that they're misguiding you, and then they're going to show you that your God and your leaders are nothing but trash, okay? The whole point here, guys, is for the Jews, aka the Zionists, really, but Zionists also claim to be Jews. But then again, you don't have to be a Zionist to be a Jew. Don't believe me? Ask child molester Biden. Point here that I'm trying to get to you guys out there is that you guys out there need to understand something, man. They want to misguide young, impressionable men with Andrew Tate. Guys, you don't get to Andrew Tate's level if the Jews don't bless you. I mean, you guys have got to use your brain, man. The guy is 35 years old. He's a billionaire. And Andrew Tate said it to your face already. He told you guys, my boxing career didn't help me one bit, you know. At best, he said, boxing helped me get a nice car, nice apartment, that's it, okay? So how the hell did Andrew Tate get to where he is today unless he has people supporting him, okay? Even if Andrew Tate got in early on fucking Bitcoin, still, you know, I have a cousin who got in early on Bitcoin back in 2013 when it was dirt cheap. Well, guess what my cousin is doing? He's living it up in Egypt right now, getting drunk and wasting money on fucking hoes and cocaine, okay? Andrew Tate, you know, he pretty much started OnlyFans before OnlyFans was a thing, okay? He's making his money now off of casinos, gambling, and alcohol. Guys, what part of any of this stuff is Islamic? And I know some of you Muslim guys out there, you're gonna say, well, Amr, you know, when a non-Muslim accepts Islam, God, you know, forgives everything his past. Guys, that was true during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad. Today, that really doesn't apply anymore, and I'm gonna tell you why. Andrew Tate is a Christian, okay? Is it halal to pimp out women in Christianity? Nope. Is it halal to own casinos in Christianity? Nope. Okay, guys? So, guys out there, man, if you're listening to this video, you are purposely being misguided. I mean, quite frankly, there's really nothing more I can tell you guys other than you're being misguided. This is a Jewish way of getting your hopes up. And I think what's going to happen, guys, I think what's going to happen is that Andrew Tate is going to be found innocent, or he's going to be exonerated, meaning that they're going to dismiss the charges against him. Andrew Tate is going to come out and he's going to say, oh, all this thanks to Allah. There's a picture of Andrew Tate going to the courthouse with a copy of the Quran, and you Muslims out there are like, oh my God, he's such a good Muslim. He's walking around with the Quran. What does religion tell us, guys? The pious people practice their faith in privacy, not put it all out on to the world, displaying it to the world, okay? So I think what's going to happen, Andrew Tate will be exonerated. He's going to say, this is all thanks to Allah. And a lot of you guys out there, you're going to follow him even more. And eventually, he or some of his Arab buddies are going to claim that Andrew Tate is the Mahdi. Guys, you need to understand something. God in the Quran says the worst people on the face of the planet are Arabs. Look it up. The worst people in the Quran, in the world, according to the Quran, are Arabs. Trust and believe the Arab rulers, maybe the rulers of Dubai, maybe some high-ranking, you know, maybe Mufti Mink, you know, some high-ranking Arab Muslim, supposedly Muslim, will probably claim that Andrew Tate is the Mahdi, okay? Guys, these people are in on it, okay? They're Team Satan. They're there to make sure that you people are misguided. And while they're at it, you know, make some money off of you guys, okay? You guys out there, I've got to understand, man. right now things are going to get really, really bad. And they want you to be preoccupied with Andrew Tate. Also, at the same time, guys, you know, they would actually like it if you became violent. Because if you became violent, guess what? They can arrest you. They can kill you. They can have you castrated. They can put you on medication. You guys out there need to understand something very, very important, okay? God, Islam told us this will come, okay? The Prophet Muhammad said, when this time comes, what I want you to do is go up high in the mountains, away from it all, where it rains, and you are away from society when shit hits the fan, okay, guys? This is what Islam wants us to do. And not only that, Islam tells us when this time comes, break your sword, cut the string of your bow, okay? Right now, guys, don't fight. Let me say that one more time. Do not fight right now. Right now, you need to flee. Do not go out there. Do not join protests. Do not go out there, join a militia. Do not go out there, you know, fight the system. You know, this person over here who says, I'm willing to die for Andrew Tate. This is the last thing you should do. And again, this could be a Mossad agent saying this as a honeypot to rile you idiots up. Or, unsurprisingly, this could be a Muslim who's very, very disillusioned to write this. But the last thing any of you guys watching this video need to do not die for anybody, especially Andrew Tate, okay? Right now, you need to focus on fleeing the West, and in particular, fleeing the big cities, London, Miami, New York, Paris, okay? This is not a time for us to fight, because the enemy wants us to fight. The enemy is looking for an excuse to medicate us, castrate us, throw us in prison, or even kill us. I was listening to a TFM live stream a couple of weeks ago, and one of his co-hosts, Voodoo Medic, said that a Australian student, he was like, what, 6 years old, you know, said to his teacher, what color is your Bugatti? You know, obviously a famous Andrew Tate line, and they kicked the kid out of school. You know, I think they suspended him or sent him home early. This is what these people want you to do, guys. You know, Andrew Tate wants you to get violent. He wants you to get upset. And you guys have to understand, man, Andrew Tate is an agent of the Matrix. You know, these guys are always talking about the Matrix is coming after us. The Matrix is coming after us. These are agents of the Matrix. You guys need to understand, man. I don't care about the Matrix, okay? The Matrix is Dabbat al-Ard. This is what God calls the Matrix in the Quran. Dabbat al-Ard. Dabbat al-Ard means beast of the earth, okay? The beast of the earth, it destroys everything. This is Dabbat al-Ard. The Matrix is the Dabbat al-Ard, okay? And the agents of the Matrix are what Sheikh Imran Hussein would refer to as, what does he refer to, the agents of the Matrix? Ah, yes, Dajjal warriors, okay? The agents of the Matrix are Dajjal's warriors. You guys need to understand, man, the stuff we're talking about has been prophesied by Islam for 1400 years ago, okay? Sheikh Imran Hussein has been talking about the beast system. He's been talking about Dajjal warriors for decades, okay? All of a sudden, Andrew Tate comes out of nowhere. Oh, the Matrix and the agents of the Matrix, and now everybody's talking about the Matrix and the agents of the Matrix. Guys, again, the Matrix is a beast system. The agents of the Matrix are the Dajjal's warrior. And again, Sheikh Imran Hussein has been saying that for decades. You guys out there, go to Andrew Tate because, you know, he has the popularity. You guys out there need to understand something, man. The Jews do not shine a light on you unless you're controlled opposition or a useful idiot, okay? This is why when we see guys go out there and they try to like bust a move on a girl, and then the girl puts them on blast on TikTok, that video gets millions of views because you are a stupid idiot. If you're a fucking looking dude, you go out to some girl and be like, "Hey, baby mama, what you doing tonight?" Of course she's gonna put you on blast. Duh. So you're a useful idiot, okay? So the Jews shine a light on if you're either a useful idiot or you are controlled opposition. You look at Sheikh Imran Hussein. His channel is getting throttled to the point where I actually cloned all of Sheikh Imran Hussein's videos on MGTOW TV, because at any time his channel can get deleted, okay? I know a lot of you guys are going to say, "Well, they deleted Andrew Tate's channel." Guys, Andrew Tate is more popular on YouTube now than he was before he got deleted, okay? So you guys out there need to fucking understand one thing and one thing only. This is all part of a Hollywood production. Andrew Tate is just an actor, okay? Everything you see is written. It's a script. It is a satanic script, okay? I just want you guys out there to know that you are being misguided. Right now, the only thing you should be doing is what Islam actually tells us, okay? Islam tells us, cut the string of your bow, break your sword, and go live high up in the mountains where it rains, away from it all. You guys out there, you need to make preparations to leave. I've already have preparations to go to Mexico. Okay, guys, you need to get out of the big cities. This is what you need to be focusing on. You know, going on YouTube, going on TikTok, none of this stuff is going to help you, okay? TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, all this social media, it's all something to keep you preoccupied while the Jews work in the background to destroy you. The only way you can beat the Jews is to not play their game. And the best way to not play their game is to exit the beast system altogether. You guys take me, Amr Metwali. I'm in small town USA. I'm not in LA. No, I'm not in New York. I don't work for a company. You know, I can be on a plane right now and go live in Mexico if I want, you know. So you've got to get yourself out of the beast system. This is what you need to do, you know. I don't care. Do Grubhub, do DoorDash, do Uber Eats. You need to put yourself in a position where you are not another. You don't want to be one of the Zhao's warriors. That's the last thing you want, okay? You don't want to be a cog in the Dajjal's system, okay? You have to start easing yourself. You know, it's like quitting cigarettes, okay? You're not going to quit cigarettes or cold turkey all at once, you know? You got to start, moving yourself away from the beast system. Small steps. You know, if you're fucking 13, 14 years old, you're not going to fucking go live on top of the mountain in the middle of nowhere. I get it. But at the same time, get off of YouTube. Get off of Instagram. Get off of TikTok. Drive as an independent driver, okay? Don't go fucking working for a company that's going to make you take hormones so you can transition and become a fucking faggot tranny, right? This is what everybody here watching this video needs to understand. Right now, you have to get away from it all. Not just physically by going high up in the mountains where it rains, away from it all, but you also have to get away from it all by disconnecting from society. Guys, it's okay for you to go to Starbucks. It's okay to go to the beta male pub and work on MGTOW TV. That's what I do because that's the only place open here in small town USA after 10 o'clock. It's okay, but you just need to start A, disconnecting yourself from society, and B, have preparations to make hijrah, to go elsewhere. Right now, guys, fighting is off the table, okay? Don't talk to anybody. Don't try to debate anybody. Don't try to argue with anybody. Don't try to make anybody see things your way. Guys, fighting, physical fighting is the last thing you want to do. All right, guys, so I think that's about all I had for you today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace!